Without offering reporters a look at the signatures, the state Democratic Party says more than 507,000 people have signed the petition that would force the governor into a recall election. That means about 33,000 more signatures are needed by January 17. Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate credits hard work by recall volunteers for being ahead of schedule and says the mild weather in part of the state has helped.
Mother Nature seems to want Scott Walker recalled as well, and we feel pretty good. We feel pretty good about these spring-like conditions we've had as we're working to recall Scott Walker. But you know what? Even if it was snowing every day, we'd get the signatures we need to recall Scott Walker. That's the right. People of Wisconsin are committed.
Tate says the recall effort still plans to collect about 720,000 signatures and may shoot for 1 million. Tate says the lower number would help against signature challenges, while the larger number would send a stronger political message to the governor. Walker says his campaign staff will be working on a signature challenge strategy, and the state GOP has filed a lawsuit over the signature review process. The governor says he's focused on running the state.
To help this state grow, to move this state forward, and I'm not going to let anything distract me from that.
Democrats still aren't saying who would run against Walker in a recall election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.